This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for coming back for Part 2 of the show. And today in the showcase, we have another album from one of our favorite collections, the Ultra Lounge series from Capitol Records. This one's titled Bottoms Up. And on the countdown today, we're playing the hottest songs from this week in 1946. And we actually have 12 titles in the top 10 this week. There was a three-way tie for 7th place, and they jammed them all in that one position. So we pick up the countdown at number 6 with Les Brown, his Band of Renown, and Doris Day.
You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I tried to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get from you is nagging and bragging. My poor heart is sagging the way you toss my heart around, so cry and shame. I bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. Oh, you won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
After a couple of weeks at number 2, You Won't Be Satisfied by Les Brown and his orchestra has settled in at number 6 this weekend in 1946. And his girl singer, 24-year-old Doris Day, has just settled down with one of Les's saxophonists, George Wheedler. It's her second time down the aisle. The first time was 5 years ago with trombonist Al Jordan, so she's going to try a sax man this time, I guess. Unfortunately, they'd split up after about a year. Well, since I've started the chatterbox, we might as well see what other gossip is going on. Another recent marriage is 29-year-old prima ballerina Vera Zarina. She's hitched to 35-year-old Goddard Lieberson, the vice president of Columbia Records, both for the second time. And it's the second time for actor Boris Karloff. The 58-year-old scary man of the cinema has taken 42-year-old Evelyn Helmore. Actress Judy Garland and director husband Vincent Minnelli welcomed a daughter on March 12th. They've named her Liza. Hedy Lamarr lost $19,000 worth of warmth and beauty to burglars who called her house while she was out. Among the missing, a chinchilla coat worth $5,000 and her engagement ring worth $12,000. Miss Lamarr is now the owner of a handgun. And Greer Garson, who was perched on a rock for some movie making, was picked up by a wave and carried 30 feet out into Monterey Bay. One of the extras on the set, Vincent Salicito, who's a sardine fisherman, waded in and carried her out. Miss Garson was taken to a hospital with cuts, bruises, and a sprained back. And the fisherman was taken over by the press. He said it was like fishing a slippery sardine out of a bucket. but a fabulous sardine at that. He said, "I've often dreamed of myself clasping Greer Garson in my arms, but I never thought I'd do it." And that's a little gossip talk from this weekend in 1946. Back to the countdown now. We're at number 5 with another version of Oh, What It Seemed to Be. Here's the Charlie Spivak Orchestra.
Just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were at the dance with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there, 'cause you said, yes, I do, to me.
Record number 5 this week in 1946, so what it seemed to be, the Charlie Spivak Orchestra featuring the vocals of Jimmy Saunders. It's the 8th top 10 hit for the 40-year-old band leader and trumpeter extraordinaire. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're counting down the hits from the second weekend of April in 1946. And the latest from Perry Como is racing up the charts. It's an old Russ Colombo tune at number 4, Prisoner of Love.
From night to night you'll find me, too weak to break the chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command I stand and wait now, from one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. In my dreams, awake or sleeping, upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love.
There's no bigger hitmaker right now than Perry Como, and that's his latest, Prisoner of Love. Holding spot number 4 on the Billboard chart this week, Perry was backed up by the Russ Case Orchestra. The record was heading to number 1 for a 3-week stay. The second chart topper for the 34-year-old Como. It's his 6th million seller in the last 10 months. It's April of 1946 on today. Seems like old times, and now we're off to the movies. Let's see what Hollywood's offering this weekend. A couple of cartoons. There's Baseball Bugs. Bugs Bunny's on the diamond and takes on the Gas House Gorillas all by himself. There's Daffy Doodles. Daffy Duck is drawing a mustache on every picture in town, and Policeman Porky Pig is out to stop him. And the latest from the Three Stooges, Uncivil War Birds. Moe and Larry join the Union Army, but Brother Curly joined the Confederacy.
Forward march, you fools! What's the matter with you?
I'm no fool.
Forward march, you idiot!
That's different.
For adventure, there's the Gay Cavalier, Gilbert Roland as the Cisco Kid. And Cornell Wilde stars in The Bandit of Sherwood Forest. From literature comes The Green Year, starring Charles Coburn, and a biopic of the Bronte sisters, Devotion, featuring Ida Lupino and Paul Henreid. There's Gilda with Rita Hayworth and Glenn Ford. There's Young Widow with Jane Russell, who's excellent in her second film as a woman whose husband died in the war. And also The Outlaw has been re-released, and it's a box office smash. Also playing Spiral Staircase with Dorothy McGuire, George Brent, and Ethel Barrymore. And Adventure with Clark Gable and Greer Garson.
A good crack on the jaw would do you good.
If that would do it, I'd love it. I'd love to look up to a man, but I don't think you hit hard enough. I'd rather he hit me than listen to him. Words come out of his mouth, you think you're going to hear something, you get hit with feathers. It.
You. Nobody talks to me and gets away with it. It, I'll tell you what it is.
It's the excitement, see? Excitement that don't die. I've seen life important, oh, have I? Just let them think they're going to lose it. I've seen women and children trampled on to get into lifeboats, and then they're all safe and all bored again. All bored. Life would be exciting. You'd have to have a shipwreck every day.
And the lighthearted movies this weekend include The Sailor Takes a Wife, Robert Walker, and June Allison. There's The Ziegfeld Follies. Everybody gets into the act. Best of all, Fred Astaire. Another great musical from MGM, The Harvey Girls with Judy Garland and Angela Lansbury.
What do you want out of Ned Trent?
You're in love with him.
Listen, you little insignificant.
Oh, I may be little, and I suppose I am insignificant. But I must be getting somewhere, my friends and I. Or a significant citizen like you could never be so very, very worried.
And a couple of musicals from Bing Crosby with Ingrid Bergman and Bells of St. Mary's. And another road picture with Bob and Dottie, Road to Utopia. And in this one, Dorothy sings a saucy little number, which happens to be at number 3 this weekend for Johnny Mercer. Personality.
When Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made of? The toast of Paris. She had a well-developed personality.
What did Romeo see in Juliet, or Pierrot in Pierrette, or Jupiter in Juno?
You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Well, and never sit on a boss's settee unless she's got a perfect personality. A girl can get somewhere in spite of stringy hair or even just a bit bored at the knees if she can show a faultless personality.
Why, a certain girl's offered certain things, like sable coats and wedding rings, by men who wear their spats right.
That's right. So don't you say I'm smart and have the kindest heart. Oh, what a wonderful sister I'd be.
Just tell me how you like my
rough
personality.
Baby, you've got the cutest
personality.
The third most popular record in the USA this week in 1946, Johnny Mercer with the Paul Weston Orchestra and the Pied Pipers, Personality. That was coming down the chart after a two-week stay at number one for the 36-year-old hit songwriter and founder of Capitol Records. And a darn successful recording artist, too. That's his fourth number one. It's April of 1946, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our musical theme is destinations. Yeah, we're kind of like a travel agency. Perfect for the spring break season, and many of those spring breakers, especially the college kids, spend their week in Mexico. So that's where we're heading in this segment. And we go south of the border first with Frankie Lane.
Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, south of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face. For it was fiesta and we were so gay south of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered mañana, for our tomorrow never came south of the border. I rode back one day, there in a veil of white by candlelight she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay south of the border, down Mexico way. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay.
Monterey a long time ago. It happened in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine stole somebody's heart, and I think, pretty baby, it's mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I kissed her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart I met in Monterey. Hey, hey, hey. Mexico, stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine hurt somebody's heart, and I think, pretty baby, it's mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I kissed her and threw away the key to paradise. Mine, the street heart longs for the sweetheart I met in Monterey. Ooh. Monterey, holy. Hello, baby, had to call you on the phone. Hello, baby, had to call you on the phone. Wow, 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 wow.
There's Buddy Greco. It happened in Monterey. Actually, the Buddy Greco Quartet. I'm not really sure of the recording date. Probably 1960 or so. Late 50s, early 60s, somewhere in there. Of course, Buddy played the piano. And he was joined by Al Taylor on flute, John Ambrico on bass, and Bob Martinello played the drums and the bongos. And before that, Frankie Lane covering South of the Border. He made that record in 1951 with the Carl Fisher Orchestra. Well, if we're in Mexico, we have to get to a beach destination, so let's catch up with Stan Kenton and June Christie.
Ay, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
You buy a beautiful shawl, a souvenir for Aunt Flo, authentic Mexican art, made in Idaho.
On the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
The senoritas they wave when you arrive at the docks. The native costumes they wear are slacks and Bobby socks.
Aye, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico. Down in Mexico.
You buy some pottery there to beat the luxury tax. You find that when you get home, they sell it cheaper at Saks.
Aye, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
Thank you.
Hey, fellas, dig that square.
Aye, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
Big hit for Stan Kenton in 1945 and his girl singer, June Christie, Tampico. Okay, we've been to the Gulf side of Mexico. Let's head to the Pacific coast now with Barney Kessel. He plays Twilight in Acapulco. Barney Kessel and Twilight in Acapulco. And that was the great Paul Horn on the flute. Victor Feldman played vibes. And Emil Richards on the marimba. Twilight in Acapulco was from Barney's 1963 album Contemporary Latin Rhythms. We're mapping out musical locations today on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Today, we've returned to the second weekend of April in 1946. Now let's see what's happening on the sports pages. Well, the Major League Baseball season opens on Tuesday. The Tigers are defending champions, and Detroit has sent one of their stars, Rudy York, to Boston. In exchange, they get utility man Eddie Lake. Meanwhile, catcher Walker Cooper goes to the Giants from St. Louis. In the sale, the Cardinals get $175,000. It's the highest cash deal ever. In the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens won the Stanley Cup. They beat the Bruins in five games. Habs goalie Bill Dernan won his third straight Vezina trophy. In men's college basketball, Oklahoma A&M, now Oklahoma State, led by coach Henry Iba, won the national title with a 43-40 win over North Carolina. Seven-footer Bob Kierland was the MVP. And in golf this weekend, the Masters Tournament was held for the first time since 1942. 31-year-old Herman Kaiser, who was a storekeeper on the USS Cincinnati, edged Ben Hogan by one shot. And that's a rundown on sports from this weekend in 1946. And back on the countdown now, number two on the Billboard sales chart this week, another version of Oh, What It Seemed to Be. This time it's Frank Sinatra.
It was just a neighborhood dance. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on the train. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars. 'Cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there. 'Cause you said, yes I do, to me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there. 'Cause you said, yes I do, to me.
Frank Sinatra, Oh What It Seemed to Be. Song number 2 on the sales survey this week, but it was number 1 on the disc jockey chart. It would be tops there for 8 weeks, making it his first ever solo number 1. And he also had the top album in the country this weekend, The Voice of Frank Sinatra. Well, let's give you a bonus record from this weekend in 46. Over on the jukebox survey, our namesake was at number 10. It's Vaughn Monroe.
Seems like old time. Having you to walk with seems like old time. Having you to talk with,
and it's still a thrill just to have my arms around you.
Still the thrill that it was the day I found you.
Seems like old. Dinner dates and flowers seems like old times. Staying up for hours,
making dreams come true, doing things we used to do.
Seems like old times being here with. Old time, just like old time. seems like old times being here with you.
Vaughn Monroe with the Norton Sisters, Seems Like Old Times. Number 10 on the jukebox chart this week in 1946, it topped out at number 7. Well, let's get in another Destination song. However, this place doesn't exist. Here's the Jimmy Lunsford Band on the beach at Ballybally.
Notion I'd meet the girl who used to live next door to me, and now we have a cottage in the valley and a little something else that's hers and mine. It started on that beach at Ballybally and ended up way down in Caroline.
There was no beach at Ballybally when that song was written in 1936. It was originally supposed to be Baden-Baden for the city in Germany, but with the rise of Nazism, that kind of took care of that. So the writers changed it to Ballybally. Now, there is the Indonesian island of Bali, and since there have been resorts named Ballybally. But the tune was covered by just about everybody in 1936, including Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra, with Cy Oliver on the vocals, and Willie Smith playing clarinet. Destinations are in the showcase today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a reminder about the website. That's oldtimesradio.com, which includes the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and X, and our email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Drop me a line, let me know that you're listening. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you have a song request or a list of favorites. We've had a few shows dedicated to listener requests. So jot down some of your favorites and send them off to me. Again, that's Craig at oldtimesradio.com. We have one final destination before we finish up our traveling today. To Portugal we go, and Lisbon, Antigua. Here's the Frank Shaxfield Orchestra. Thank you.
the spell of your charms, I felt your arms hold me so tight. 'Twas heaven to find such bliss in each kiss. I lost my heart, but I found one so true in old Lisbon with you.
Lisbon, Lisbon, Antigua. Usually we hear the instrumental version by Nelson Riddle, which was a big hit in 1956, but it was also done by British band leader Frank Shaxfield and his orchestra, and he included the lyrics sung by a male chorus. Well, time to head home. Our spring break is over, but we hit some great locations, which has been our musical theme today here on Seems Like Old Times. And now we're up to the number one song from this week in our Spotlight Year 1946. But first, some news headlines. In Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh has signed an agreement with France, which recognizes his country as an autonomous state in the French Union. Elsewhere, British Prime Minister Clement Attlee has agreed to the partition of British India. The provinces that are primarily Hindu would become the Union of India, while the Muslim provinces would become the Dominion of Pakistan. In China, communist leader Chou Enlai announced the beginning of a war against the nationalist government of Chiang Kai-shek. That came one day after Soviet troops withdrew from Manchuria. Meanwhile, the Soviet Union has erected a political, military, and ideological barrier to seal itself off from the West. Back in March, at a speech in Fulton, Missouri, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill gave a name to that boundary.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the population around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow.
Now, tensions with the Soviets were high recently in its conflict with Iran. In 1942, Iran signed an agreement that allowed British and Soviet troops into their country to defend their oil reserves from a possible German attack. But foreign troops had to be out within 6 months of the end of the war. The British left, but the Soviets stayed. Iran brought the matter up to the United Nations, but instead of debating the issue, the Soviet ambassador walked out. But Iranian envoy Hussein Ala had his say.
Iran has suffered and is at this moment suffering from interference in its internal affairs through the intervention of Soviet agents, Soviet officials, and armed forces. The presence of foreign forces in any country constitutes not only an infringement of the sovereignty, but also a heavy burden on the people and an interference in their daily life. The seriousness with which the people all over the world, as well as the people of Iran, regard this state of affairs is testimony to the fact that delay in the settlement of this dispute is a threat to world peace.
A major confrontation was avoided when the Soviets announced on March 25th that they would be withdrawing their forces within 6 weeks. And that's what was making news here in April of 1946. And at the top of the Billboard music chart this week, the first number one record for the Frankie Carl Orchestra. Oh, what it seemed to be.
Thank you.
costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was a promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there, 'cause you brought all the world to me. That's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed.
That's 43-year-old Frankie Carl, the longtime pianist with the Horace Hyde Orchestra, now leading his own band and has his first number one, Oh What It Seemed to Be. Born Francis Carlone in Providence, Rhode Island, he makes it to the top of the charts with his new girl singer, daughter Marjorie Hughes. It spent 6 weeks atop the sales chart and 11 weeks as the most played jukebox record. And it's number one in the USA this weekend in 1946. Well, that's it for today's show, everybody. We're all out of time. I've enjoyed having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.